dancing with that tree bed. Does it inspire? Leaning out to catch the sun's rays. A lesson to be applied. Are we getting something out of this? Oh, baby, fucking true. You can spend your time alone without jesting past regrets. Oh. Oh, you can come to terms and realize you're the only one who can't forgive yourself. Oh. Makes much more sense to live in the present tense. Have you an idea on how this life ends? Your hands and study the line. I don't know. Do you believe that the road up here stands on innocent light? It seems for some I see it's become harder to find an approach in the way. Something out of this whole encompassing trail. You can spend your time for love, read that distant past regrets. Thank you.
Cheers.
You know, they stopped filming now, so we can say whatever we want. If we were going to say the next thing, they probably wouldn't have showed it anyways. But, you know, it was strange watching the coverage on the BBC. We were in the hotel, and BBC was showing different stuff than what they were showing in the States. And it was just interesting to see how many days it took before the president actually decided to stop his vacation and go to work. And not only that, I didn't even realize that the real president, Dick Cheney, he was on vacation too in Wyoming, and he didn't even come back to work. Well, I wish they would have just stayed home and stayed on vacation. They can take a vacation as long as they want as far as we're concerned. You wake up and you feel like you're living in the modern age, especially in our country, and we're so proud of our technology and even our so-called expertise at warfare, whatever it is. They're so, you know, and then you see that happen to your own people. So it's been a real wake-up call, and I know that Canada, you've sent ships and people and help and all that, and it's nicer than we deserve. Thank you, neighbors.